Some say Supermom is just a figure, but we believe she's real, and that's why we're here on the Crunchy Supermom Show talking about ways to make your vision of your Supermom self a reality, one small step at a time. Hi, I'm Sarah, a nerdy homeschooling mama of three girls, a devoted military spouse, a follower of Jesus, and a no-nonsense, natural-minded supermom. Hey guys, I'm back again with strategy number four with the Crunchy Supermom and shifting our focus. So what I mean by shifting our focus is getting our thoughts and attention off of all the negative that is happening right now and is happening in the future, all the unpredictability and all the things that we can't change, we can't control. So tonight I want to focus on strategy number four, which is on money. So employment has never been guaranteed. You know, job volatility, that's always been a thing, but our economy had been pretty good for a long time, and jobs were increasing, people were employed and making money and paying their bills, and things were looking pretty decent. You know, it's never perfect, and I don't think it ever will be, but right now we're seeing a lot of significant problems in the job industry. There's a lot of job loss. There's a lot of job furlough with people not sure if they're going to have a job in the future, if they're ever, you know, if their paycheck's going to continue being half or a quarter or whatever the agreement has been, you know, for unemployment and furlough. And then there's this thing called job vulnerability, because a lot of jobs are at risk of being shut down or canceled or furloughed or laid off. A lot of industries, you know, like the oil and gas industry, the restaurant industry, all kinds of companies and institutions are struggling right now to promise a paycheck for their employees because they don't know. And while it's really neat that a lot of institutions like our schools and things like that have been able to move to the virtual setting, that's also kind of dangerous because it requires fewer people to run something digitally, right? So it's good for the education of the kids, but it's also kind of bad for the educators and people that are involved in it. You think about the people that run the school. I'm talking about like the janitorial staff and like the cafeteria staff and like all those other people. If you're not meeting in person, they don't really have a job. So there's a lot of vulnerability in jobs, and there's a lot of overworked employees right now. You know, police officers, medical and healthcare professionals, and even some of the restaurant staff, the ones that are doing the delivery services, you know, what do you call it? Instacart, Uber, and all those Uber Eats. I mean, all those things, they're kind of overworked. I'm sure they're happy because finding a job and finding income right now can be really challenging. You know, we already were told, meaning our generation, we were already told that if we haven't figured out a way to make money in our sleep, that we're going to end up working until we die. And that's actually really, really true. If you think about it, the amount of money that you have to have in savings in order to retire is becoming more and more astronomical and more unrealistic. It's just not going to happen. And it's, you could try to blame it on the millennial generation or anything like that. And I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say that the cost of living continues to go up. And I kind of talked about this a little bit before about priorities in the modernization of our society. You know, we're just having to make more money because I think just the cost of living and everything else, that everything's inflated. So if we have to find a way to make money in our sleep or work until we die, what are we going to do about that? Because as I said before, I am not a person that just says, oh, there's a problem, boo-boo, that stinks. No, rolling up the sleeves, we're going to do something about it, okay? People are transitioning awesomely from working in person, working outside the home, to working at home, doing their same job. That's been so cool to see. And it's been at a faster pace than ever before, because I remember in 2008, I was working from home for companies and it was like a new thing. I actually, my oldest daughter and I, she was a little baby at the time, we were featured on the local news because I had built an online business and I was helping people find not scams to work from home. And it was so unheard of. And now it's the thing, right? So people are transitioning to work from home, and there's many digital and virtual services that are popping up. I don't know if you guys are getting hit with the ads or anything on Facebook, but after I talk about it and you engage in this, you will. There's all kinds of things popping up to help people start online businesses and move things online. Like teaching platforms are coming up, like new ones. There's been a lot of LMS, that's called learning management software systems, whichever you want to call it. LMS systems have been around for a long time, but new companies are popping up. There's new people that are training you on how to start a business, how to grow a business, how to change your business from being in person to online. And it's incredibly cool to see, and you need to get involved. Okay, this is the part where it's like, don't just accept that you have to work until you die. Don't just accept that your paycheck is vulnerable. Don't accept that you're overworked, and don't accept just a furlough is like, well, when my job comes back, I'll have more money. Do something about it now. Like, this is the time. If ever there was a sign that you should start a business, it's now. And if ever there was a sign that you should learn how to do some tech stuff and like build things online, it is now. And I'm not talking about throwing thousands of dollars into it, because the funny thing is, you can start a business for like $13.99. That's the cost of a domain. Okay. You can literally start a business like that. You can start a business, like a bigger business, for like $50, $250. There's very low entrance fees to start a business, especially now. Now, as you grow, you have to get more professional, get a license and like LLC and all that. But that's not the first step. Okay. Are you setting yourself up to be protected right now and even in the future with whatever happens with this virus? Do you have a secondary income? Do you have a thirdary income? Like, do you have a third stream of income? I believe everybody should have seven streams of income. And our family is working on our third and fourth ones right now, because you never know what's going to happen. And I'm not even halfway through what I expect to live. You know, I'm not even in my over the hill. I'm not over the hill. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not over the hill yet. So I have lots and lots of time to build these residual income streams. And there are some that you legitimately make money while you're sleeping. They're not scams either. And they're not like the get rich schemes, and they're not trading and brokering and all those kind of volatile, almost like gambling, but it's totally illegal kind of things. There are some very wholesome, mainstream, simple things you can do from home online with an hour a day of your time. And I really can't stress enough that now is the time to look into that. Okay. I have lots and lots of suggestions about these things. So if you want to chat about it, let's chat about it. I don't have any open positions in my company, Crunchy Supermom. I'm not really hiring right now, so I'm not offering you a job, but I'm offering you the opportunity to learn about starting your own business and starting your own thing that you're more in control of, because this whole economic situation was not bad for my family financially. I mean, emotionally, there's lots of things. My heart breaks for a lot of people, but we have been very, very blessed throughout the whole thing. So while the economy was tanking, the Harding family money was going up. And why? Because I've been building an online business for probably since 2008, okay? I've worked online and from home since 2008. So I just put a little bit into my business every day for all those years. And when crisis occurred, nothing bad happened to my business. Now, I'm not going to knock on wood because I'm not superstitious, but I'm just saying, building a business doesn't mean you create a business and it's successful only when it replaces your current income. That is not true about business. Business can be a car payment. It can bring you in a car payment. Business could bring you in the cost of sending your kids to a camp. It could just cover the cost of groceries. It could just be $150 a month or something. Your own business is like a nest egg. It's residual income. It's income that you're not counting on. It's there to buffer everything that comes and goes in your life. And when you continue to do it for years, if you could do it for 10 years, you will probably be able to replace your income if you stick with it. I have stuck with this since 2008. And so I have effectively replaced a full-time six-figure income. Okay. I did not do that overnight. It took a lot of hard work, but everything I needed was in the internet. I just had to go and study and practice and learn and do. And I'm an awesome mentor if you want to work with me. I'm just going to say, I love helping people get started and pointing you in the right direction. I've worked with a lot of people and coaches, and I've taken a lot of courses because you have to study this craft. I'd love to chat with you about it. So I'm going to leave you with this one thing, okay? In order to, so the residual income that our family brings in right now, is the equivalent to having $4.5 million in the savings account at a 1.85% interest. That's how much it would take to save money to draw the monthly paycheck that we draw every month from our residual income business. I'm not talking about my husband's full-time job. I'm not talking about a full-time job that I have because I do not have a full-time job. I work from home when I feel like it. So yeah, it takes a while. So start now. Start right now. And I would love to hear what your ideas are. I've had several people reach out to tell me that they're thinking about a podcast, thinking about a blog, thinking about creating a course. And I think it's a fabulous idea. It's so inexpensive to start a business and you're not going to blow up overnight. But if you chip away at it a little bit at a time every single day, you're going to reach so many people and it's eventually going to turn into something amazing. Okay. And if not, well, you didn't stick with it. That's the only reason that you will fail is if you quit. Hope this is helpful. I'm really passionate about it. I'd love to chat with you. Hope you guys have a great night.